Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the New Regulatory Framework for Natural Gas conference call. During today's presentation, all parties will be in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, the conference will be open for questions. If you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touch-tone phone. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the star followed by the two. If you're using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. This conference is being recorded today, Tuesday, June 18th, 2013. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Ana Fernandez. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for being present in this conference call regarding the new gas regulatory framework. I'm joined by João Conceição. He's the board member and executive board member responsible for the regulation department. And I'll turn the floor to him for comments. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. Well, before I give the floor to you and to give you the opportunity to ask the questions you wish, I would like to make a short introduction of our perspective on how do we see this the new regulatory framework that has been defined for natural gas. Well, as you all know by now, we were given the starting rate of return of 8%. So the regulator has decided to keep this initial figure equal to what we had previously, though I would like to stress that at the same time the regulator decided to decrease the spread between transport and distribution from 100 basis points to only 50 basis points. Because if you see for distribution, though the starting point is 9, so the indexation, as we will speak in a moment, will entitle them a lower rate of return. The second aspect I would like to highlight is precisely the fact that one of the issues that we have been conveying to the regulator that was a must has been accepted, which is to make somehow an indexation mechanism to this rate of return. Previously, as you know, we had a fixed rate of return of 8%. What the regulator decided to do this time, and to make it short, he decided to use a mechanism in somehow similar to the one that we have for the electricity business, though it changed the indexation from the 5-year Portuguese CDS to 10-year Portuguese bonds. This we believe as a positive involvement of the regulatory framework versus what we had previously in the natural gas. Last, I would like to also to highlight on the side of the OPEX that what the regulator has said, he has extended the efficient mechanism also to our activity in the underground storage, and has set an efficiency target that goes from 1.5% for pipelines and underground storage, as well as the electricity costs on the terminal, and 3% for the other cost of the terminal. Well, I must say that these are ambitious targets, though we believe that we can cope with them on the first comment. And additionally, one positive point is that these efficiencies have implicit some indexation that improves the way these variables are taken care of. Just to give you an example from what I'm saying, for instance, the electricity costs on the terminal, which is an important issue on the OPEX part of the terminal, it's now indexed to the wholesale market price, which is reduced risks on our side, And it's a positive development on our perspective. Last but not least, the regulator also did, in our opinion, an important move by considering that the terminal is an infrastructure that is bringing benefits not only to its direct users but all the system. And by considering so, it allowed it that part of the costs of the terminal are paid by the overall system through the system tariffs, UGS. This will allow us to make the terminal very much competitive, especially if we consider on an Iberian scope. And by being competitive, the expectation is obviously that the throughput of the terminal will increase, which is also benefit for our side. So these are basically the messages that I would like to highlight. And from now on, I would give the floor to you so that you can ask your questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the star followed by the 2. If you're using speaker equipment, you will need to lift the handset before making your selection. Our first question is from the line of Manuel Loza with Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Manuel Loza from Goldman Sachs. I have three questions, if I may. The first one is, what level of 10-year bond yield in Portugal is the regulator assuming or considering to reach the 8%? And whether you can provide us a bit of more of visibility about the regulation, whether it has a cap or a floor, it would be appreciated. Second question is, just wanted to confirm that the remuneration or the new regulatory framework starts in July 2014, so the 8% fix was implemented, was impacting the gas assets remuneration from January to July 2013, and then from July 2013 you will enjoy this new regulation. My last question is, given that you were expecting an improvement in terms of remuneration, and it seems that the new remuneration is not as positive as you were expecting, does it change your CapEx plans or something of your strategy plan? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Manuel. Let me try to go in order following your question. So I believe your first question was, what is the level of the Portuguese bond yield that corresponds to 8%? And if this is the question, the level is 6.5%. Then in terms of cap and floor for the indexation mechanism, they do exist. There is a floor on 7.33% and a cap of 10.5%. So the rate of return can vary between 7.33% and 10.5%. Then your question, when does it start? I do confirm that it applies from the 1st of July of 2013 onwards. So this is, I confirm what you were saying. Last, in what concerns to the CAPEX, if there is going to any change in the policy of the CAPEX, well, let me try to frame this question. As I told in the beginning, regarding the expectations, I think the fact that the spread for the distribution has been reduced is somehow a good sign and a confirmation of the intention of the regulator to make this competitive. Regarding our CAPEX for the future, basically what we have previewed in our business plan It's basically two major new investments. One is the third interconnection, and eventually the second one is additional underground storage caverns. For both of them, the way we see it is that they have a wider scope than that goes beyond the simple CAPEX program of the company, and obviously they have to be framed in this policy that EU is following to interconnect the transmission grids all over Europe. So we have to frame this the development of these CAPEX basically on also the conditions that the government may consider necessary for this development. So those are basically, I think, the answers to the questions that you asked.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one at this time. Our next question is from the line of Gonzalo Sanchez Barbona with BBI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two, if I may. First one would be just a confirmation that the rate of return, the initial 8% rate of return, this is going to be adjusted throughout the regulatory year from July to June next year. I just wanted to confirm that it works that way, the same as for electricity. And then the second question would be related with OPEX. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as I have understood, from the documents, the OPEX now has a fixed and a variable part, and I just wanted to know if that is that way, and if that's the case, how do you see that affecting your operations? Are you comfortable with the level of OPEX, even if demand goes farther below, or you see any kind of issues with that? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Gonzalo. So regarding your first question, I do confirm that this initial figure of 8% will be adjusted based on this indexation mechanism between the 1st of July and the 30th of June next year. Regarding your second question about the OPEX, indeed they have some fixed items and some variable items, and the overall comment I can give to you is that these targets on efficiency on the OPEX are ambitious targets, but we think that we can cope with them and that we can achieve the efficiencies that the regulator is asking us.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. As a reminder, if you're using speaker equipment, you will need to lift the handset before making your selection. Our next question is from the line of Carolina Dores with Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for the call. It's just a quick question. From listening to the call, I get the impression that this regulation doesn't change your long-term business plan. Can you comment on it? Do you have to make any adjustments in terms of net income growth or CapEx in Portugal? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carolina. Yes, I do confirm that this new regulation framework does not change our business plan, precisely for the reason I told you previously. We are speaking about the new CAPEX that we are speaking about are big projects that are multi-year projects that will start only later than 2014-2015. And additionally, they need to be also framed in the energy policy set by the government. So far we have no reason for changing our business plan in what concerns to the CAPEX in the natural gas business.
Change.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any further questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. Management, I show there are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay, just a quick comment. I will send a graph that's in the document the regulator released last Friday, showing the cap and the floor and the curve and everything, so that you guys can understand what we're talking about. Okay, João, any further comments?
No, just to thank your presence here, and as usual, and obviously, we are fully available to clarify any issue via me or via Ana Fernandes, our investor relations. So please send us mails or give us a call if there's any additional clarification you need.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the new regulatory framework for natural gas conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.